Rodgers is so good on that hard count. He got a free play, so he goes deep downfield.
With the latest scores and news from the NFL, NHL, MLB, and a variety of pro and college sports, everyone get up and do the wave or the overtime. Only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
Welcome to the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro. WRC2, a 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the Nation. I'm Rich Sell. Tipping off in the NBA, starting with the first Game 7 of the day, where the Indiana Pacers dismantled the New York Knicks 130-109. Tyrese Halliburton led the way with 26 points and 6 assists on 10 of 17 shots and made 6 out of 12 threes. Andrew Nembhard and Pascal Siakam each scored 20 points, while TJ McConnell added 12 points off the bench. Pacers set an NBA playoff record by shooting 67% from the floor, including the first half where they shot 76%, which was the highest in the postseason since 1997. The Pacers shot 54% from three while scoring 52 points in the paint and winning the boards by 5. In the loss for the Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo finished with 39 points on 11 of 21 shots, including making 9 out of 15 threes. Alec Burks came off the bench and contributed 26 points on 8 of 13 shots, while Jalen Brunson scored 17 points on 6 of 17 shots. With the win, the Pacers win the series and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals to take on the top-seeded Boston Celtics with Game 1 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, in the other Game 7 of the evening, the Minnesota Timberwolves came back from a 20-point deficit and defeated the Denver Nuggets 98-90. Karl Anthony Towns recorded a double-double and led the way with 23 points and 12 rebounds on 8 of 14 shots.
Conley will slither inside. Oh my goodness, Towns! Karl Anthony Towns!
Audio courtesy of NBA.com. Jaden McDaniels also scored 23 points on 7 of 10 shots, while Sixth Man of the Year Naz Reid added 11 points off the bench on 4 of 7 shots. The Timberwolves outscored the Nuggets 60-37 in the second half, while recording 9 steals and limiting the Nuggets offense to 8 of 33 from 3-point range. In the loss for the Nuggets, Jamal Murray finished with 35 points on 13 of 27 shots, while the reigning league MVP Nikola Jokic dropped a near triple-double with 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 7 assists on 13 of 28 shots. With the win, the Timberwolves win the series and advance to the Western Conference Finals to face the Dallas Mavericks with Game 1 on Wednesday. Moving on to the mound, where the New York Yankees handled the Chicago White Sox 7-2. John Birdie smacked a 3-run homer in the fourth, while Aaron Judge blasted his 13th home run of the season in the bottom of the fifth.
Chicago driven the other way and deep. Jimenez will not make the play. Gone. Aaron Judge. A 2-run shot.
Video courtesy of MLB.com. Carlos Rodon pitched 6 innings, delivering 6 strikeouts to earn his 5th win of the season. With the win, the Yankees increased their winning streak to 7 games and moved to 33-15 on the season. In another key game of the day, the Philadelphia Phillies crushed the Washington Nationals 11-5. Alec Bohm hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 8th and had 5 RBIs, while Bryce Harper went 3-for-5 at the plate with 2 RBIs and Kyle Schwarber scored 3 runs. Aaron Nola pitched 7 innings and dished 5 strikeouts to record his 6th win of the season. With the win, the Phillies win their 3rd straight game and moved to 34-14 on the season. Meanwhile, the New York Mets edged out the Miami Marlins 7-3. Brandon Nimmo blasted a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 9th and scored 2 runs of his own, while Francisco Lindor went 2-for-4 at the plate and scoring 2 runs. Sean Manaea pitched 5 innings and earned his 3rd win on the season. With the win, the Mets improved to 21-25 on the season. This has been the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Rich Sale.
And that's time. Looking for more overtime content? Well, don't drop your gloves just yet.
The gloves have come off.
You can listen to all episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on whatever platform you want to listen on. All right, and with that, we'll get you back to the classic hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.